KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources say President Trump is demanding the Justice Department pay him nearly $250 million in damages for investigations that he faced during his first term.
Trump claims he was the victim of malicious prosecutions and says his privacy rights were violated during a search of Mar-a-Lago. Now, what's remarkable here is that his former personal lawyers, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Todd Blanche, would likely be the ones to sign off on this kind of settlement. Now, Trump would then personally collect the $230 million from American taxpayers, but he says he would likely give that money to charity or to the White House.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. A federal immigration raid in New York sparking street protests and confrontation. It's said it happened along Canal Street, a popular shopping district for tourists. The Louvre is open again today for the first time since a robbery of some of those French crown jewels on Sunday, the museum's president appearing before the French Senate. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. More than two dozen positions in the Dane County Sheriff's Office could be cut. The county is facing a $31 million budget deficit. County Executive Melissa Agard has called for reducing each department's budget by at least 4%. Her plan to close that gap also includes a hiring freeze. However, she said that would not apply to public safety positions. Right now, there are currently 28 open positions at the Sheriff's Department. But now, three county supervisors have proposed cutting those 28 positions entirely. They would take the money saved and put it into the Health and Human Services Department, the county's biggest division. That money would go toward things like the new men's homeless shelter, according to reporting from WISC. Sheriff Calvin Barrett is advocating against this plan. He says it would harm public safety, especially in more rural areas, according to WKOW. Barrett says their response time in spots like the town of Dunn or the town of Albion could be slower. On top of that, the county is set to open the long-awaited new jail in 2027. The sheriff asked how he's supposed to open a building that he can't staff. The Dane County Deputy Sheriff's Association represents almost 500 deputies, and their president says this plan would bring staffing shortages they haven't seen in almost 30 years. The Dane County Board will meet tomorrow night, and they'll discuss this measure. Meanwhile, a man has been arrested for allegedly stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton was allegedly asked to stop sending emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Authorities say in those emails, he demanded her home address and used derogatory language. He also reportedly said she's, quote, going down, end quote. Thornton is charged with one count of stalking. He's now out on bond with a GPS monitor. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Or you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court. Him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 44.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will talk education and lawyer Jim Santel.
And we found out John and Gordy's big ballroom will displace our studio.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, talk radio with more bike lanes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We're just, as I said, we're just 9 months into Trump's term, and he's going Hulk smash on the White House. Last time, it took him at least 4 years to bring a demo crew to the Capitol. This is happening after Trump specifically promised his ballroom construction wouldn't touch the existing White House. At this point, should we even believe that this is going to end up being a ballroom? It could just as easily end up being a combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
It could. I don't believe him. I don't believe him when he tells us it's going to be a ballroom.
No, I don't believe anything he says.
Taco Bell pizza.
Yeah. All right, I'm just.
You've seen those?
I have. Yes. Have I ever been inside one? Hell no.
This is what my life is like, Bella. Of all the excessive, you know, stories that Chris hands me every day. He just handed me this and said, this is important. It's about global warming, but also I just want to hear you pronounce all these Swedish names.
They're Icelandic names, Icelandic, which is even worse.
All right, just for you.
Okay, yay.
I'm like, let's... I'm literally one of my, what's a, who's a, Will Ferrell, the anchor. Whom I think, Anchorman.
Anchorman,
yes.
Yeah.
Ron Burgundy. You're the
I'm Ron Burgundy
yes.
to him.
Uh-huh.
He's the teleprompter guy.
Yeah.
He's going to make me say, you know, off San Diego.
Yeah.
So I'll just read it, uh-huh. whatever you put in front of me.
Sure, this is an important global warming story.
With funny names.
Mosquitoes found for the first time in warming Iceland. That is a big deal.
That is.
The disease,
that's alarming.
Mm-hmm. Carrying insect was first spotted by insect enthusiast.
Oh.
Bjorn Hasenthal.
Bjorn. It's Bjorn.
Bjorn Hasenthal. What? How are you? So, the two little dots over the O. How was? What does that mean?
That's
what
an umlaut.
A what?
What?
It's an umlaut.
What now?
You know, like okay. Motley Crue.
Okay. Bjorn Hasenthal, who posted to Facebook. That they spotted a strange fly in Iceland
okay.
on October. Hjaltason, who lives in the garden town of Kjols. I'm glad you're having fun. Collected the insect and discovered it was a female.
Oh.
Well, that is a job.
Well,
that's a...
What, do you lift its tail to find out?
Is that a pickup line at a bar? What do you do? I see if the flies have a vag or not. It's my job. Institute of Iceland entomologist,
uh-huh.
Matthias Alfredsson, confirmed that the three mosquitoes, two females and one male, were caught from red wine ropes used to attract moths. Well, that's fun.
Well, that would attract you, too.
Yes. I might bring home some Icelandic flies.
Okay.
By accident.
Aww.
Okay, well, now that I've done that for you, it's very, very voluminous. Chris is wrong. Stacked, oh, it's just, it's
uh-oh.
Hard to, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, there's always going to be someone who says, but actually.
The burden uh-oh. I carry for America of correcting
Chris's wrongness.
Jan Minor and Nancy Walker look alike.
They look absolutely nothing alike.
They look alike.
You know what it is? Because he works with an old white lady. He thinks we all look alike. Racist.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think all old white ladies look alike.
Well...
I look nothing like Nancy Walker. Nancy Walker looks nothing like Jan Minor.
Jan Minor and Nancy Walker both had red hair.
Nomi says, I'm sorry, Chris, you big, strong, hot, massive muscles. You are wrong. The two ladies don't look alike.
They do.
I was really hoping I could prove you right, but I'll keep trying. Nomi, good luck with that. Good night and good luck. Okay. Wait, we're moving on. It's not like there's just one. Once you get into Chris is wrong, it's like potato chips. You just can't stop. Okay, this would be Diesel Hampton said, hey, Mama, please let Chris know that no, as funny as George Wallace is as a comedian, he did not create Yo Mama jokes. They have been a staple in the black community forever. Wallace may, however, be the best at it. He's the Michael Jordan of Yo Mama. Did not invent it.
Oh. Dear sir, actually...
We're not done. Blue Resistor says, oh, my God, please explain to Chris that the wings not king sign in Buffalo was the only acceptable, that the only acceptable dressing or dip is blue cheese. Ranch is considered a hate crime in Western New York.
I don't care what.
It is true. As a white person, yeah. I will tell you ranch is delicious, but it's not with wings. And
You said yesterday.
Ranch is
roll
good.
The tape back. You said yesterday ranch is better with wings.
No, I did not.
Yes,
I said,
you did.
You know what? I once texted Frangelo a picture of me buying ranch dressing at the supermarket because they do a whole thing about how white people love them some ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah.
I have a big bottle.
Oh, yeah. Right. I don't know what it is. It's a white person thing.
Yeah.
Okay. At any rate, my point is, no, then I misspoke if I said that because blue cheese is, you know, I grew up there.
I know you did, which is why it surprised me that you said ranch is better with wings.
Ranch is good. It's not better with wings. Blue cheese, it is a hate crime. Blue cheese is the only.
Post show, I'm going to go back and I'm going to find that segment.
All right.
Oh, fine.
Uh-huh.
Willing to do that extra work.
You know what? You had people do that for me once, so I'm going to have people do it for you.
We're all a little tightly wound around here. We're just ready to snap.
Well, we only have about a month until we have a four-day weekend.
Another Nazi news.
Oh.
It's a stack now.
Okay. Nazi stack.
Because it's always, you know, springtime.
Great.
Speaking of up there in a blue cheese and wings territory, Joe in Syracuse. Oh, yeah.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Stephen the Mooks, apparently a group of young Republicans, quote-unquote, stiffed a Syracuse hotel after those chats with the Nazi references leaked this past weekend from the Syracuse Post. When New York State Young Republicans Club disbanded Friday and an uproar over its racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric in a group chat, the club left behind unpaid bills from extravagant social gatherings. Because, of course, they did. Mm-hmm. They're all just like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
At two of those events, the club ran up bills of more than $23,000 over a weekend at a Syracuse hotel.
How does one do that at a hotel in Syracuse?
Spending big on three-course plated dinner with filet mignon and open bars and then didn't pay. Because that's Trump's Republican Party now.
I still don't understand how you can get that high of a bill.
Right.
On dinners.
Well,
At a hotel restaurant.
At a hotel.
Oh, speaking of the price of beef, what does Trump have to do to the farmers? Does he need to drop literal poop on them? So he's telling everyone to buy Argentinian beef?
Yeah.
Like he hasn't our soybean farmers enough. Now, okay. Thank you. Lincoln Project said, Trump is responsible for the soybean and beef farmer chaos we're watching unfold right now. Now he wants to buy beef from Argentina, hanging our farmers out to dry. Until the GOP breaks from him on this mission of economic arson, they are Argentina first. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I never thought we bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, I never thought
the lepers would eat my face.
Okay, and now I can't get enough of racist nominee's mom tried to confront House Dems.
Oh,
now I can't get enough of this story, too.
This is awesome.
I
told you during the break that I never read, like, the entirety of any story.
Yeah, who does?
I had to for this. This was an amazing
story. We do cliff notes, like News for Dummies. I'm like, I don't have time to get to all of this.
Right.
Donna. That's a Donna Ingrassia.
Okay.
Ingrassia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He heard his nomination to lead the Office of Special Counsel is Muerto? Muerto.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Still in the administration. Like, it's okay.
Right.
If you just have a Nazi streak, it's not like you're,
That's
full Nazi.
Right.
Then you're still good.
Yeah, that's not a deal breaker.
Yeah. He said he had a Nazi streak.
Oh.
So Donna went to
His mom. She's a real estate agent.
Of course. Donna.
Mom, I'm trying to use the phone to get on my signal chat.
She went to Jamie Raskin and other off of Robert Garcia's offices.
Uh-huh. Door knock.
Hi, yeah. It's Donna.
Okay.
My son is a good Catholic boy, and he deserves this job.
Okay. All right. Let's... Speaking of Jamie Raskin, here he is.
Speaker Johnson described the exercise of First Amendment rights across the country by 6 or 7 million Americans as part of the No Kings rallies as a Hate America rally. The Hate America rally happened on January 6th. 2021. We saw what a Hate America rally looks like. There were more than 140 police officers who were wounded, injured, hospitalized. Many of them have been forced out of police work because of what happened on that day.
Yeah. Can I just say the part of the stick up the heist movie we're in the middle of? Donald Trump is sticking us up for 200. Oh, it is 230 million.
That's 230.
You were also incorrect on that.
I'm
you
always
said
260. Wrong. Yes, I'm always
it's
wrong.
It's true. Okay.
Except for I like to dip wings in. I don't like
you
wings.
You can be arrested for that.
I don't like wings.
Okay.
It's
not enough meat, right?
It's a lot of work for very little meat.
Yeah.
It's like crabs.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I went through a Wingstop phase in college because of the lemon pepper seasoning.
Okay.
Oh. But now I could never eat at Wingstop again.
Yeah.
You look meat centric enough to really for that to be a major concern of yours.
Big London broil kind of guy.
Okay. Yeah, what's that now? $11 billion?
I just bought some the other day. I'm like, oh.
By the way, they were saying that $25 turkey leg is ridiculous. The Texas
State Fair?
$25. Okay. So can I just say the combination of illegality and his dementia? If they just stopped reporting on it, did you see this? So he defended his attempt to wrest $230 million from taxpayers when confronted by a journalist. She said, are you asking the Justice Department to pay you compensation? Whose compensation? for the federal investigations into you, or are you asking them to pay you compensation and how much? I don't get compensation. I do it for nothing. I gave up my salary.
Oh, my God.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth.
Yeah. The president seemed either confused or taken aback and asked, into me? The reporter repeated her question, and then he said, well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that, probably. As far as all the litigation, everything, they probably owe me a lot of money. But if I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like I'll give it to charity. Oh, my God. You are such a liar. Where we restore the White House, and we're doing a good job. You know, the ballroom's under... Yeah, we know the ballroom's under construction. Oh, my God. I can't. Mm-hmm. Where am I? Oh, this is this douche nozzle again.
Lisa McClain.
Yes.
Yes.
While Democrats were marching with their radical mobs, Republicans were actually meeting with Americans, listening,
really?
Helping, and working.
Were not working. You're on vacation.
And might I point out that she just implied that people who were at the No Kings rally aren't actual Americans.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete in Wisconsin, everybody. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hello.
So I wanted to talk real quick about the deification of the Tangerine Tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at what conservative media and even some Congress critters are saying, especially after the quote-unquote peace deal, they're, like, calling it, like, a miracle. They're calling him, like, you know, the greatest thing since, you know, Jesus Christ for all intents and purposes. But that also has a double-edged sword, because if you look at what happened to Vivek Ramaswamy when he was in Ohio talking to Charlie Kirk's crew, I mean, he got drilled to his face basically by these Republicans saying, you can't lead us because you're not Christian. You can't be, you know, a good American because you're a Hindu or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Kash Patel yesterday when he said, hey, you know, happy Siwa, or the Festival of Lights, and MAGA went nuts on him yesterday as well.
Yep.
I mean, this is getting really, really scary now.
Really, really racist.
I think it's
like out in the open racism.
No, that's exactly it. It has made racists think it's okay now. That's the whole, you know, it's this permission structure they've given them to be as racist as they want. Okay. Oh, we're checking back in Paul DeGrassi. What's his name? DeGrassi's basement.
Uh-huh. I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd. Okay.
I know you are, but what am I?
I was looking for the... I'm trying to use the phone.
Oh, Pee-wee phone.
Pee-wee phone. There you go. This week, because he's on his Nazi signal chat, his mom is not supposed to bother him, right? Isn't that the rule?
Pee space wee.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's in there somewhere. We'll find it. Okay. I love it's all us calling like third base coach signals. All right, 20 minutes out. Hey, Malcolm Nance is almost here. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth PJs, blankies, so soft, so breathable, so cute. Oh, my God. You will start planning your evenings around them. I plan my entire day around my bamboo stretch knit pajamas.
Oh.
They are my, you know, they're my evening wear as well.
Evening wear.
Right, and also my entertainment wear. My friend's over. The bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, my God. They're always coming up with something new and luxurious for you to cuddle in. It is a plush textured faux fur blankie. It is not just stunning. It is nap inducing. And Cozy Earth backs everything they make. The sheets. Oh, my God. I love my sheets. I love them. Mm-hmm. Okay. 100-night sleep trial. 10-year warranty on blankies. Lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your new favorite PJs and blankies. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, you know, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep, and it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
No fear here, just monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Burlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Burlo Mattress of Madison.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs, don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Malcolm Nance coming up, bottom of the hour. Yep. Trump is struggling to double the number of ICE agents. The current applicants are athletically allergic. Is that what they're calling it?
That's what the Atlantic calls it, yes.
That lazy. Yeah. Okay. And cannot pass the basic fitness test for the Atlantic. How's that maha going? Maha. Making America healthy again. How's that?
They can't do 15 push-ups.
Yeah.
Which is
okay. Well, we're saved from
dumb.
A little more fascism by,
by laziness and
sloth.
Yeah.
That may be one of the sins that may save us is sloth.
Great.
Okay. Decoding Fox News says Laura Ingraham, 62 years old, thought the No Kings rally was full of old geezers.
Well,
she really should look at the average age of a Fox News viewer. Most Fox News viewers are elderly retirees, the same folks she might call geezers if they were left of center. Yes, there's that. I think they've nailed down the geezer demo, haven't they?
They certainly have.
Mm-hmm. Josh in Wisconsin. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. So speaking of making America healthy again, I just read about some proposed 50% tariffs that the administration is considered putting on bicycles, e-bikes, and bike accessories.
Oh, no.
It's still in discussion, but I run, and one of my clients imports bike accessories and things from China and from Taiwan. But an additional 50% tariff is going to just destroy that industry.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that the only thing that might slow this idiot down is how much of a pedophile he is.
Yeah, thank you. He's destroying pretty much, everything in the United States.
Yeah.
This one, by the way, Joel Walsh, our friend, said, hey, American farmers, for the umpteenth time, Trump thinks you're all idiots. He thinks you'll believe anything he says. He thinks he can enact terrible policies that will destroy your farms, and you'll still vote for him again and again. How about you finally prove him wrong? And there's a screenshot of who's the farm secretary? Brooke Rollins said,
her.
The American farm economy will start improving next year.
Oh, my God.
How many broken promises do these people have to go through, right? I mean, do we have the Around and Find Out dance? How many times, Chris, must they do the dance?
A million times.
Really? 11 billion.
11 billion.
11 billion, perhaps.
Yes.
If you want to find out, all you got to do is fuck around. If you want to find out, all you got to do is fuck around.
Yeah. Hey. Right. Okay. Oh, this just in. Senior military leaders tell the Washington Times, that's a conservative outlet.
Yes, they're very conservative.
That they have lost all faith in Pete Hegseth. Oh, now a warning. It is a conservative outlet that's what makes it even more stunning, says Aaron Parnas.
Now a warning?
Yeah, thank you. Steve in Vermont on the Chris is Wrong line, which is constantly busy. Congratulations on getting through. Hi, Steve.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I have to tell you, Chris, you are absolutely right.
What?
Stephanie did say ranch with wings, and everybody knows.
No one likes a stickler.
Ranch only goes with pizza in Western New York.
There you go.
That's a thing.
It stuck out because you're from Buffalo and you said ranch.
I was just going along to get along with you. I didn't mean it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Malcolm Nance next.
WMDX. Smarter than your GPS on John Nolan Drive.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in just 9 days. He says the Trump administration has told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue the benefits through the end of October. Then on November 1st, they're up a creek. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials had said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far we haven't heard what that plan is. State Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if they had money left on their cards at the end of October. So she's advised that people with Quest cards stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. 1 in 11 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids feels food insecurity. And the River Food Pantry says they've already had a 14% increase in people served so far this year. Meanwhile, anti-gun violence advocates spent the day at the state capitol yesterday. Groups like Moms Demand Action were in red, pushing for a new bill that would strengthen penalties for gun trafficking. It would also give police departments more resources. It's sponsored by Representative Joan Fitzgerald from Fort Atkinson. Data from the ATF shows over the course of 4 years, almost 230,000 guns were trafficked on the black market. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly, with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 44.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
Governor Evers has sounded the alarm. 700,000 Wisconsinites might lose emergency food assistance. We discuss with Amanda Martinez and William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
It's an alarming situation where now we have many of these January 6th defendants who have been picked up on other offenses. The Department of Justice is not zealously prosecuting them for other crimes that they've committed. It's a very dangerous situation.
If only someone wrote a book about that entitled They Want to Kill Americans. That guy. Yes.
Traitor Donald Trump, get Malcolm Nance. It's Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi, Malcolm Nance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Steffi?
Okay.
Anything in the news?
No, nothing. You wrote about this in your book, They Want to Kill Americans. A pardoned Capitol rioter was arrested last weekend for allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He was arrested Sunday after saying in text messages he planned to eliminate Jeffries when the top Democrat spoke at an event in New York City on Monday. He said, Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in New York City. I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Even if I am hated, he must be eliminated. I will kill him for the future. He was one of the rioters seen photographing documents on the desks of senators after rioters stormed the chambers. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison and was pardoned by Trump. I mean, and for Trump's DOJ to arrest him, this must have been a really credible threat, right?
Yeah. Well, I just, you know what, to be honest, I'm a little relieved that they're falling back to their roots of going out and being essentially the terrorists that we had identified them as, and which then many of them were convicted on. Because overwhelmingly, the post-January 6th pardonees have been arrested and convicted of pedophilia and child rape.
Yeah.
I mean, numerous ones. I think the number's well pushing 10 at this point. And we only have one who's going out and is threatening people in their lives. So I consider that sort of recidivism something we should look forward to. But the problem is they are all part of the GOP's plan to protect, whatever went on with Epstein.
I mean, it just it increases by the day. Pardoning George Santos, taking a wrecking ball to the White House, and now he is holding up. This is I kid you not. Trump is now demanding the Justice Department pay him $230 million for the pain and suffering he felt while they were prosecuting him. The president of America is suing America. You can't make this S up. Your thoughts?
Is there
on all
a
of
question
it?
In there? Because I'm just frustrated. Let me tell you something. Somebody out there needs to fund our version of Project 2025, Project 2029, whatever you want to call it. And we need to start delineating what we intend to do when we take back power in the next presidential election or after the next congressional election. And that needs to start not with investigations, with tribunals.
Yeah.
And tribunals will be not for peace and not for reconciliation, right? We want people to be held accountable for the crimes that they are committing. For Donald Trump to fake extort $230 million out of the Justice Department, and you know they're going to pay him.
Yes.
You know they're going to pay him.
Yep.
Didn't the Supreme Court say that the next president is the equivalent of a king? I look forward to President Gavin Newsom seizing all of his assets worldwide, right? And then seeing whether any of that is legal or not.
Yeah.
And, this cannot go on. We cannot keep allowing this to happen. And who are the most complicit and the quietest? The news media.
Yeah.
They never report this stuff. They give it maybe one small article on MSNBC or CNN.com, and then it disappears.
Yeah, and Republicans. So they're going to watch a wrecking ball get taken to the White House and say nothing.
Literally.
I mean,
and they don't care. You know, the man's a pathological liar. I tweeted this out, that Trump's a pathological liar, and that he said that he wouldn't touch the White House. There'd be a gap between the two buildings. And he completed today, leveled the entire east wing of the White House. And let me tell you something. That's where Melania's office was, and the office of, like, the guest coordination. You know there's going to be some mammoth building office in there for that person.
I just had a War of the Roses flashback. Maybe we can hope they'll end up under the chandelier together. Okay. So the latest is the House Judiciary Committee referred ex-CIA Director John Brennan to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution.
I just went out for coffee.
Okay.
you ruined his morning, Stephanie.
I love that he thinks I'm making up the news just to annoy him. So he says, Jim Jordan said in a letter to Pam Bondi, Brennan helped Bush bogus claims that Russia aspired to help Trump win the 2016. We are just fully in the upside down every day, Malcolm. But, I mean,
okay, I'm going to be honest with you all. Okay, here's what you want to hear from me today. Mm-hmm. If I were John Brennan, I would be going, bring it. Bring it. Because here's what's going to happen in court. Since you are now prosecuting me for my day job as director of the CIA, I'm going to spill every bit of tea between Trump and Moscow in a public forum. You won't be able to shut me up. And what you're going to have to do is start destroying documents over there at the CIA because they exist. God, don't forget, John Brennan's the guy that Obama designated to call Putin and say, we know you hacked these emails. We know you're releasing information. We know what you're doing for Trump. No more civility with regards to holding intelligence, you know, and compromising secrets about them. Well, you know, I would just start saying, hey, this stuff's top secret. You're going to have to go hunt for it. And then let's see if the news media pays attention.
Well, I mean, Malcolm, lots of legal experts saying that he's never going to want these to go to trial and, you know, put Trump, Russia and classified documents back on trial. You know, he just wants, it's just revenge, you know.
I'd be demanding that. And then I would call as part of my witness, as part of my document trove, the Czech intelligence agency to release all 10 years of documentation, which, by the way, is held by a TV station in Prague, all of Trump's phone calls, the intercepted email, intercepted letters, all of the discussions between Ivana and her father. I would drag him for the last 40 years of his involvement with Moscow. And I'd say, Don, do you want to continue with this or what?
So speaking of Putin and Moscow, I'm sure you're shocked that the summit plan for Budapest has been canceled.
How was he going to get there?
Yeah, the meeting was announced last week. It was supposed to take place in Budapest. The back and forth over Trump's plans is the latest bout of whiplash caused by his stutter step efforts. Malcolm, is the media ever going to just go? He obviously does not know what the he's doing. It depends on who he talks to last. He floats tomahawks. Then he talks to Putin, who yanks his leash, right? And he goes, no, no tomahawks, and they got to give up land. So we're back to that, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, of course. But let's be honest here. How is Putin going to get to Budapest? He would have to fly over every NATO country or Ukraine. You know what he's terrified of? It's not that he'd be forced down by a foreign air force. It's that some pilot would put a missile into him and change history forever. He would have to fly to Beijing, then over Manchuria, then over Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, come up through the south, through Azerbaijan, hope that the Turks would let him in, and then into Hungarian airspace, because Hungary's surrounded on all sides. This is just ridiculous. Trump keeps putting these things up. Mark my words, Stephanie, Trump will invite him to Washington next.
By the way, Zelensky and European leaders are absolutely right. They accuse Putin of stalling for time to continue his invasion. They also say they opposed any push to make Kyiv surrender land captured by Russian forces in return for peace, as Trump has now suggested yet again. Zelensky noted Putin returned to diplomacy and called Trump last week when facing the possibility the U.S. would supply Ukraine with tomahawks. But as soon as the pressure eased a little, the Russians began to try to drop diplomacy, postpone the dialogue, said Zelensky. We need to end this war and only pressure will lead to peace. I mean, that's it. Trump reversed his long-held position that Ukraine would have to concede land, suggested it could win back all the territory it's lost to Russia. That was last week. After a phone call with Putin and a meeting with Zelensky, Trump shifted his position again and called on Kyiv and Moscow to stop where they are. I don't even know what to say anymore about this level of incompetence. And you know, he just makes everything worse.
He's a demented old man. Yeah. He's just a demented old man. Everything, he listens to his boss, Putin. You all have heard about the Oval Office Zelensky Meet 2.0, where it devolved into a screaming match with Trump shouting F-bombs at him, throwing at Zelensky maps that he had been given by Moscow. Moscow's maps, demanding, telling him he was going to have to give up the entirety of the Donbass, by the way, which Russia only occupies half of it. It would require Ukraine to withdraw from areas they hadn't even lost since 2014, and that he's told Zelensky, you will give up land, right? This man is insane. Zelensky walked out of here with one thing that I'm pretty sure is going to happen. Zelensky knows he cannot trust America anymore. Yeah. And what he's doing now with his meeting today in Sweden to get 120 fighter jets, he's going to walk. Ukraine is going to walk away from America before Trump gets the call and say we're walking away from them.
Yeah. Sad.
Probably be better for them.
Yep. Yeah. All right, let's get to your post where you terrify the bejesus out of us and make us never sleep again. You said Trump is making up laws on terrorism and Stephen Miller is the architect. All of the activities we're witnessing are designed to move America to become a nation that embraces state terrorism. The question is, what are you going to do about it? As far as Trump and Miller is concerned, they don't care. Your Substack this week is The Man Who Wants You Dead, Trump's Gollum. Stephen Miller wants to see your blood in the streets. Can we stop him? Just talk to us a little bit about this piece.
Guys, this ain't a joke.
It's funny.
This is as serious as I get. Stephen Miller, you know, I had this conversation with Lev Parnas and Michael Cohen, and they both agree that Trump's a wuss. He won't actually order somebody to kill somebody. He likes to use the Mafia Don technique. And they both agree universally that the person that's going to get him to kill Americans is Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller's bloodlust knows no bounds. The guy is a psychopath sitting there as the president's special advisor to Homeland Security. He's the one sending soldiers into the street. He's the one directing Kristi Noem to do crazy stuff. That man is a danger. And when I talk about tribunals, let me tell you something. Stephen Miller is one of the first people that needs to be brought up and investigated for all the crimes that he's committing right now. And I don't mean the Hatch Act. That man is plotting murder in the United States. And he's already had people kill people with ICE. And he runs a secret police. That's good enough to go to a trial.
Well, I'm just looking at this headline as you just said that. ICE hires doctors as lawsuits over deaths mount. The Trump administration expanding its ranks of health care providers who work in immigration detention centers around the country as deaths in custody mount and federal oversight is weakened by layoffs. Migrants have died in recent months of infections, COVID, injuries, uncontrolled diabetes, suicide. And to your point about, you know, this, and it's not just Stephen Miller, it's Kristi Noem, it's Pam Bondi, as you write, that, you know, who said the Democratic Party was equal to terrorist groups such as Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. You said this dive into stochastic terrorism is designed to get their followers of a mind to feel no sympathy when the killing really starts.
That's not a joke.
Yeah.
That is serious as a heart attack. They are not trolling to make the libs look bad. They are trolling to stoke their people to enjoy killing other Americans. And this is now Trump is initiating an all of government response to demonize the Democratic Party and anyone who is not one of their people into being enemies of America. These people are just evil. That's the only word that you can apply here. They're just evil.
We get to our call to action part. You said, what can you do about it? Your life depends on your ability to resist and convince the 90 million voters who didn't bother to vote in 2024 and who think politics is uninteresting. How do we speak to them in such a way that they engage and will vote to wash away the MAGA ideology in 26? We have the power to change the meta-narrative. And you said, if we don't convince millions more uninformed Americans to fight for their rights, we may lose them forever. I mean, again, as I say every day, Malcolm, we are underreacting. There's no such thing as hyperbole these days.
We are. And, you know, I went to our little protest in our little village, turned out 400 people out of a town of like 4,000. That's 10%. And, you know, what I hear a right wing say is just a bunch of old hippies. Well, you know what? They have the energy. What we need to do is explain to the American public in such a way that they understand what the real stakes are. And the stakes aren't funny. This is why I call for you to have no kings every day. With FAFOPAC, which is the political action committee that I'm running now, we want you to overtake over an overpass. If you put a message up on an overpass, it talks to the 90 million people that didn't vote. One of my favorite ones I saw recently was one that said, OMG, GOP, WTF.
Yep. Yep.
And the point is, that message will be in their heads for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yep.
And if they see another overpass and another overpass, Faithful Pack is trying to get 1,000 registered overpasses. All you got to do is put the message up, go home.
You know,
come out every Saturday and dance in front of it with your inflatable costume.
Yeah, my friend Steve did the overpass, the last No Kings one, and he was saying he got all the truckers to honk that were coming.
The point is, it changes the meta narrative for people who do not engage or watch politics. You are putting politics into their lives, and you're making them think longer than they would do if they watched Fox News.
Yep, yep. Malcolm, great stuff. Read his Substack. It's fantastic. We love you. We'll see you next week, sir.
Bye.
Goodbye. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my very non-natural Vibrance.
Oh.
See, I put an extra syllable in there, and then the emphasis in the wrong place.
I would like to thank Vibrance from keeping me from sitting across the table from an old crone every day.
You're welcome. And thank you, Vibrance. Vibrance Super C Serum. The one, just this one bottle is all I need now. Replace my day cream, my eye cream, my night cream, my neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers, you name it. Mm-hmm. Super C Serum. Oh, my God. Everything in there is like magic potion. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. I'm telling you, noticeable results. Healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles, age spots. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% and on free shipping. Yes, Vibrience. Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's ZYPPAH.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a bad man, my Gemma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad man, my Gemma. Oh, just as fine as she can be.
Yeah. What do we call it? It's turgid mayhem, what we're going through.
Turgid and mayhem in the morning.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Someone else has called it on Blue Sky, treason weasel trauma.
Oh.
Just in case you're trying to put a label on what
can you really
is.
Put a label on this?
This. Here's some good. We need some good news desperately.
Okay.
New polling from Gallup shows a shocking swing toward Democrats ahead of the 2026 midterms, leaving CNN data expert Harry Enten, who is already overly dramatic, stunned as he poured through the figures. So,
my goodness gracious.
Holy Toledo.
Great balls of fire. So the feeling you got at the No Kings rally is correct. There are a lot more of us than there are of them. Stay the course. Who said destruction? He's a destroyer. Just look at the demolition of the People's House, our White House. It's a metaphor for Trump, the destroyer of our world, our home. But you know what? We the people will rebuild a better and stronger multi-pronged house of democracy that will withstand the wrecking ball that we witness in so many ways today. Who said that?
The giant from Jack and the Beanstalk.
No, someone named Jenny that Malcolm Nance retweeted. I don't know who she is, but God bless her. And God bless the United States.
I think I know her phone number.
8675-309? Yeah, okay. I got her number. Who said, I never forget that I live in a house owned by all the American people and that I have been given their trust?
Donald Trump.
No, that was that would be FDR on April 14th in 1938. Who said, somebody on TV just said you're the third best president behind George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. And I got extremely angry. Hey, they didn't put out 8 wars, 9 coming.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
No.
I was just so laughable.
Cheetolini, once again. We seriously are all in the loony bin with him. We're just like, yes, Grandpa, right. Oh, is it 9 wars now you've solved? Okay.
You know, Washington and Lincoln solved probably the most important wars in American history.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, was that the part you were focusing on and what he said there? Okay. I just, we're up to 9 wars. Oh, and also apparently we have literally, I think he said $11 trillion of dollars of investment in America. Mm. It just makes up a new number every day.
We wouldn't have had a country if we hadn't won the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Coffee with Carlos Alzraki next.
WMDX, because cows can't host talk shows.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome No Packers, No Life director Craig Benzine and Northeast Wisconsin native son and the writer-director of a movie currently in theaters called The Twits, Phil Johnston. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You want to vote for a governor? You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Wouldn't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding that his own Justice Department pay him $230 million taxpayer dollars because of investigations he was at the center of following his first administration, one involving allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and the other of the mishandling of classified documents. The much-touted summit between President Trump and Russian President Putin now scrapped. ABC's Patrick Reivel says it was supposed to have been held in Hungary.
In the space of the time since the second summit in Budapest was announced, we've basically seen that the Russians have indicated they haven't changed their demands at all. Nothing has changed, and therefore there would be no point in meeting.
Historic preservationists say the White House needs to press pause on East Wing demolition and new ballroom construction so that the legally mandated public comments phase can take place. This is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News.